Monday night, several musicians, singers, and songwriters will gather for a Pete Seeger tribute at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville. The duo's Still on the Hill, Heirloom, Smoking the Mirror will be there. So will singer-songwriters Jack Williams and Adam Cox, and two members of the band, Don't Stop Please. Yesterday, several of the musicians came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to discuss the songs they picked to sing at the free concert. We'll hear Kelly Mulholland, Jackson Jennings, Anna Horton, Joel Ludford, and Adam Cox. It was Adam who came up with the idea to have the concert, an idea he says he developed soon after he heard Pete Seeger had died.
So I turned to my wife and I said, oh, we should do an evening honoring Pete Seeger, and I'll call around and see if I can get some people to play. And she says, oh, that's a fantastic idea. And so I took the kids to school and came home, and the first person I called was Kelly of Still on the Hill, Kelly Mulholland. And it just snowballed from there, it's hard to... It's a logistical nightmare to get a bunch of musicians together and come up with a set list and make sure that nobody's playing each other's songs and stuff. It's turned out to be quite a big ordeal, but it's all coming together great, so I'm excited about it.
Well, Kelly Mulholland from Still on the Hill is here. Kelly, I know from previous conversations with you that Pete Seeger has been an important musical part of your life.
Very true, from the very beginning. And it made me so happy when I got the phone call from Adam, because I'd had my own, I woke up the morning also and heard, I listened to KUAF every morning and heard that he had passed and felt very sad and wondering what I was going to do about it. I got my albums out. I have about a dozen albums, and I just kind of held them and looked at them. And suddenly, here I get this phone call. And I was so pleased that Adam was going to take this on and that I could be a part of it to celebrate his life. He's one of the greatest human beings, I think, that ever lived. And he lived his life fully. In a way, we don't have to be sad about Pete Seeger's death because he lived a full life. He accomplished pretty much everything he set out to accomplish.
Oh, I agree. We can only celebrate it, really.
Yeah, right.
Well, Kelly, you and I are in what I would call the same age demographic.
That's true.
So you may have known about Pete Seeger's music for decades.
Yeah, and it was a really sweet thing happened for me really early on. When my parents didn't play music, and they gave me a ukulele, and I was just playing it and driving them nuts. But they were supportive. They saw that I was really into it. And so my mother went to a record store in the 60s and asked a young man at the counter. He said, my son is playing guitar constantly, and how can I help him out, And she came home with a Pete Seeger LP.
So that was like your first
way
vinyl.
Early. I was probably 11, or something. And it was beautiful to me, and I loved it. And then very soon I got the Pete Seeger banjo instruction book, which I still have today.
Wow.
And so he had a big influence on me. And then politically, too, he was a big inspiration because that was somebody that not only was a consummate musician, but he was also a, steady worker for peace and justice.
Mm-hmm. Jackson, Anna, you're younger. I'm just wondering when you first came into contact with Pete Seeger's music or any of the songs that he helped popularize. Is there a moment that you can point to?
I think for me, I listened to Woody Guthrie. He was one of my first kind of influences.
Yeah.
And getting down on G and C chords and stuff that's easy to play, when you're learning the guitar. And so I didn't really come to know Pete Seeger until years after I'd started playing music. But just this, over the past week, I've been really getting I'm trying to make up for lost time. I've gotten on and watched a bunch of his old recordings and listened a lot, and kind of one of those guys where the more you learn about him, the more you love him,
Well, Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger is not obviously
exactly.
Jump.
But I was on a different. Yeah, I was
sure.
Stuck in the Woody Guthrie world.
I was introduced to Pete Seeger through some friends of mine. I also started listening to Woody Guthrie first and Arlo Guthrie and all those guys, and I'm interested in that kind of music. And I saw a live concert of Pete Seeger playing with a bunch of musicians to clean up this river in New York. Do you guys
Hudson
know what concert?
River.
Yeah, the Hudson River. And it was really beautiful, and that was my first time to ever hear him. And to see him live, working with all these musicians, all these really well known musicians, and like all these people coming together, and I've watched that recording several times since then. It's just so powerful, and that's when I got into his music. I guess this was a few years ago, and so yeah, I'm kind of new to it as well, but I definitely really appreciate what he had to bring to America and all of us, for sure.
Adam, you have put together this booklet that I guess people who attend the event at Nightbird will see.
Yeah, I'll just be passing them out at Nightbird, and the show's free, and the booklet is free. I might ask people if they take off with them to throw a dollar in a hat to cover the cost, but otherwise, I think it's very important. I think whenever I was talking to Kelly in, early on, to me, the most important part about having a show in honor of Pete Seeger is to have everyone sing along, and I can't imagine doing a Pete Seeger show any other way, And so the first thing that came to my head, we're going to have a songbook, so that people can sing along. You know, if you're going to do it, you do it right,
Well, when you look at the songs, and of course, Pete Seeger was a writer, but he was also a popularizer. He would help take folk songs, songs in the public domain, and make them more popular. When you look at the list that you've compiled here, Adam, I bet most people, if you've grown up in the United States or the southern United States, you've heard at least half of these, if not most of these.
Oh, easy, easy. Yeah. And another interesting thing about it is whenever I was talking to all the different musicians that were playing at the show, I told everybody, well, you have, just a few days to give me a list of songs that you feel comfortable playing. And I was worried that when people were going to give me that list, they were going to overlap with other people's songs. Because, everybody has their favorite song, and that's the song that they really want to play, or a couple songs that they really want to play. And I was worried that when people would say, oh, this is the song that I really want to play, that oh, sorry, somebody else is doing that song. But in truth, it turned out that it's such a wide variety of songs, and also well-known songs, that people, when they picked out their favorite, it would be so drastically different from the next person's. Which to me is a testament to the profound effect that Pete Seeger had on America,
Well, not everybody is here with the people they will be playing with, but everybody seemed to bring an instrument. So it seems as though there's a spirit of performance in the Furman Garner Performance Studio right now. Would anyone
who knows? It just might happen.
I'm opening the invitation right now. If anyone wants.
Yeah, of course we'll sing a song. Okay. Two, three, whatever. Are we ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I'm going to lay down my burden down by that riverside. Down by that riverside, gonna lay down my burden. Down by that riverside, I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study that war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. I'm
with every man. Down by that riverside.
So, Jackson, you and Dana will be performing together?
Yes, sir.
Heirloom. Uh-huh. What do you know yet what you'll be singing?
Yeah, we're going to sing Freight Train, which was actually written by Elizabeth Cotton, and then Worried Man Blues, and what was the other? What did you learn at school today?
Yeah. Kelly, what about you and Donna? Or?
We're going to perform. It was a hard choice because I've got a lot of them that I love, but I chose... The Ballad of Harry Sims, which is an example. He didn't write that, but it's a song that I learned from his version. And then Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, which was a Huey Leadbetter or Lead Belly song.
And the Weavers had a huge pop hit with it.
Yes, yeah. And it goes way back. It actually has its roots in Ireland, so nobody can really claim that song. I've got a real short thing called Step by Step, which is a beautiful... it was a preamble to the Mine Workers Union back in 1870. And then finally, I was going to do If I Had a Hammer.
Yeah. mm-hmm.
That's a good sing-along, of course. And so is Kisses and Sweeter Than Wine. Some of his songs are certainly not. Like the Ballad of Harry Sims is not a sing-along.
Right.
But
Anna Horton, you'll be with Joel Ludford.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
What are you guys going to...
We're gonna do "Mary, Don't You Weep," "Somewhere Over the Rainbow," and "Turn, Turn, Turn."
Now, "Somewhere Over the Rainbow," that one I have to admit surprised me seeing this on the list because I instantly go to Judy Garland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
with
me
that,
too.
But there's a Pete Seeger connection there as well.
Yeah, he covered it. Actually.
Wow,
it shocked me too. She sent me a text with that song on it, and the first thing I did was go on the YouTubes and I looked it up, Pete Seeger, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and sure enough, there he was singing it,
Wow.
Well, all right.
I think there's a lot to be learned from the way he selected his songs, mm-hmm. because, in this day and age, we're all, as performers, we're expected to write our own music. That's just the mm-hmm. part of the formula now. And so when somebody puts out an album, they put out 12 songs of their own. And I know that's fine, and we do the same thing. We're guilty of the same thing, but I admire people who are willing to put their ego down and put a few of their songs on there if they got. But on the other, there are so many great songs out there that mm-hmm. need to be kept alive, mm-hmm. and he was doing that.
Well, thank you all for coming in. If there's another one that you want to do, but if not, that's fine.
We could do "It Takes a Worried Man." That's as easy. So
that sounds good.
Yeah. It takes a worried man. Sing a worried song, but it takes a worried man. Sing a worried song, but it takes a worried man. Sing a worried song. I went across the river and I laid down to sleep. Oh, I went across the river and I laid down to sleep. I went across the river and I laid down to sleep. When I woke up, had shackles on my feet. But it takes a worried man to sing a worried song. But it takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It's a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. 29 links of chain around my leg. Well, there's 29 links of chain around my leg. 29 links of chain around my leg. And on each link, an initial of my name. Sing a worried song. Yeah, it takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now.
get along. Well, I asked that judge, well, what's gonna be my fine? Well, I asked that judge, well, what's gonna be my fine? Well, I asked that judge, what's gonna be my fine? He said, 21 years on the Rocky Mountain line. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Yes, it takes a married man to sing a worried song. But it takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long.
Well, 21 years to pay for my awful crime. I got 21 years to pay for my awful crime. 21 years to pay for my awful crime. 21 years, but I still got 99.
Well, it takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Yes, it takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long.
We heard Anna Horton and Joel Ludford from the band Don't Stop Please, Kelly Mulholland, one half of the duo Still on the Hill, Jackson Jennings from the duo Heirloom, and Adam Cox inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Several other musicians will join them Monday night at 6 at Nightbird Books on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. There is no cover charge for the concert. And we'll hear the combo we assembled yesterday sing one more song on Weekend Ozarks at Large. That's Sunday morning beginning at 9 on KUAF.